tomorrow is the start of July, and that means it's the start of Dry July, a major fundraiser for people affected by cancer. The bloke who started all of this is a friend of this program, Adam Spencer, and funnily enough, it all started because of a segment on radio. He's on the line. Adam, good morning to you.
17 hours, 54 minutes and 21 seconds. How are you, Ben? Ready
I'm
to rumble?
I'm doing pretty well. Just explain how it started.
There were three guys, one of whom had a cancer scare back in 2008, wanted to raise $3,000 for Prince of Wales Hospital by having a Dry July. They wanted to buy a television for the waiting room. We got them on my show. We talked about it. A few of my listeners started ringing and saying, I'll sponsor them. A few listeners started ringing and saying, well, I'll do it. And the beautiful, lucky piece was one of these three guys was a web designer. So he knocked up a basic website. Instead of three people doing it to raise $3,000, 1,000 people did it. We raised $257,000. The woman at the hospital famously said, it's going to be a bloody nice television. And we went from there. Tomorrow will be the beginning of the 15th Dry July. We've raised $73 million across the journey.
Oh, mate, you should be very proud of that. $73 million all up. And anyone can get involved. So all you got to do is give up grog for the month of July and they just go to the website, right? I've got it right here, dryjuly.com.
That's right. You go there, you sign up. You can either nominate one of 40 different hospitals or adult cancer services around Australia or just donate to Dry July in general, who pass it on to the Cancer Council and the like. And the two great things are, one, you give up the booze for a month. You tend to feel a little bit better. You sleep a little bit better. You get your Sunday mornings back. A few people lose a few kilos. But also you're part of this group of 40,000 people helping out Aussie adults living with cancer.
Well done, mate. All from one segment on radio, dryjuly.com. You go and enjoy your last drink for a little while. Talk to you soon.
I'll leave it till this evening, but thank you very much, Ben. Have a great day.
Good on you, mate. Adam Spencer joining us. The website, dryjuly.com.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.